Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for the Magnolia Public Schools Regular Board of Directors meetings. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant. Before we begin, two brief reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before speaking. And with that, we'll commence today's regular board of directors meetings. Today is Thursday, May 13th, 2021, and the time is 6:05 p.m. With that, Rabbi Belliot, may you please call the meeting to order?
Good evening. I want to welcome our staff and visitors to our meeting. This evening, we've a rather brief agenda. And we want to first begin with calling roll.
Thank you for that, Rabbi Belliot. I'll now take roll call to establish quorum. Rabbi Belliot?
Yes.
Dr. Yalpinel? Dr. Dickbush? Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
I believe Dr. Yalpinel just joined. Dr. Yalpinel? So I think his audio is not working, but regardless, we have four of our members joining with us today. We've established quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next on the agenda, we're moving on to the approval of the agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Belliot?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board member. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we're moving on to the public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a comment, you may unmute yourself now.
I'd like to make a comment if possible.
Of course.
Do I begin?
Yes, you may begin.
Okay. My name is Ed DeGrasse. I'm a PE teacher at Pio Pico Middle School. I've been the department chair at Pio Pico since 1997. First came to Pio Pico in 1995 as an off-track teacher and graduated the first middle school graduating class of Pio Pico. To make a long story short, I've spent a good part of my lifetime building a program at Pio Pico in what would be considered an unusual circumstance. We have less than average facilities at our school, a locker room that was made for, say, a team and not a school, a small gymnasium and very small athletic field. We've made it work over the years through multiple track schedules and now traditional year schedules with a lot of creativity and hard work. And I'd like to think that our school sets itself apart from others due to the hard work that I've put into the PE program. As many say, as the school goes, the way the PE department goes. And we have a very strong PE department at our school. And I'd like to keep it that way by not having any outside influences come in and infiltrate our system that I've taken my lifetime to establish. The facilities are, again, they're bore with, they're made do with a lot of hard work and cooperation that I've instilled over the years. There is not the space for more entities to come in, not any more kids, not boys, not girls. There's not a lot of recreational space. And if a middle school is wanting to come onto our campus and have a viable PE program, it's not going to be able to happen at our school. There's not enough space for us to share. And I am not willing to sacrifice what I've put my life's work in to accommodate another entity with disciplines that I have no control over and so forth. However, having said that, if students would like to come and join the Pio Pico family as Pio Pico students, I would be happy to welcome them in, teach them the Pio Pico way, and add to our, what I would consider excellent program. But as an outside entity, I don't see it working. I don't see a cooperative, transition between one school and another. It just seems like it would be impossible. So please, if your consideration is to come onto our campus as a separate entity, think otherwise. We don't have a lot of space. It's already tight. And again, if you want to come in as Pio Pico students, I welcome you and we'll fit you in. Otherwise, I don't see it happening. Anyways, thank you for the time.
Thank you for your comment, Mr. DeGraz. Any further comments from the members of the public?
Yes, I would like to speak.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dana Goldstein. I've been teaching at Pio Pico for 25 years. I'm a math teacher. I've taught elementary school there and middle school. I back what Mr. DeGraz has said. We've been colleagues for over 20 years, and the program he's built is, we have a special program. We're a very special school. I really want to talk about, we're planning right now, the district is, our LA Unified School District is planning on changing schedules, and we're thinking about changing to what's called a 4x4 schedule, which would require us to hire more teachers and add more classes. And if we're gonna have another campus come into our school, that's gonna really hinder us from doing that. We don't wanna have to do what we used to do back in the days when we were year round, where teachers would have to rove from class to class, period by period, to have a classroom that they can use. We're gonna need those classrooms in order to expand our schedule and hire more teachers and offer more electives and classes for our school. Thank you.
Thank you for your remarks. Other comments from the public?
Hi, my name is Harrison Randolph. I'm also at Pio Pico. Don't worry, I'll be brief and I don't have to give you my credentials. It'll be fine. I've been there since 2010, and I have to piggyback on what Dana and Edward said in terms of the size. More importantly, I'm thinking about your own school. We've had an experience with a charter who came and they found that when they actually got there, they found it was very limited in what they could do and the things they could accomplish. And I know you're really looking to have space to broaden your program, which makes a lot of sense to me. And I know that on the surface, it looks like there's classrooms, but there's more to education, as you know, than just being in a classroom. There's outside, there's interaction, there's other aspects, computers, all these things that we have limited access to, but our students seem to enjoy what we have. And I think it'd be not what you're really looking for. I know on the surface it looks good on paper, but in actuality, and we've seen this happen time and time again, you are not the first charter to be there. And the first charter did not last a year. So I don't want that to happen to your charter. So I'd like you to really think about it carefully in terms of the overall picture. And we're here just to not tell you not to come, but more to give you an idea that we've been there. We've done this before. We've seen what's happened. And it's not necessarily what I think you're looking for at this stage, especially coming out of a pandemic, especially coming out of what we've been going through. So I'm just here just to give you that perspective that you might not see being from the outside, just looking at it from one perspective. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for your attention and concern. Thank you.
Thank you very much for comments. Are there other comments from the public?
Perfect. If there's no further comments, thank you to those who have made public comments during today's meeting. Give me 1 second while we go back. So if there's no further public comments, we'll move on with the agenda with the approval of minutes. If There's no objections from our board members. We can approve all 5 minutes and together in one single vote. Is there no objections to that from our board members?
So moved.
Thank you, Rabbi Belek. So with that, the motion is to approve the minutes for the special board meeting March 18th, 2021. The regular board meeting, March 29th, 2021. Special board meeting, April 9th, 2021. Special board meeting, April 22, 2021. And special board meeting, April 29th, 2021. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Rabbi Belek. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll now take vote. Rabbi Belek?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board. I believe the minutes for all five.
I'm here too, Jennifer. I joined 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Yabanel, and my vote is yes.
Perfect. Sorry for that, Dr. Yabanel. For minutes purposes, Dr. Yabanel joined us at 6:15 p.m.
Thank you.
So I'll mark you as yes for the approval of minutes, Dr. Yabanel. So with that, all 5 minutes have been approved. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members. I'll turn this over to our CEO and superintendent, Mr. Rubalcaba.
Good afternoon, Magnolia family, community, and all of our wonderful staff and guests from our surrounding communities. I don't have any specific announcements today. I will save my comments as we go through the different board items, but I do want to wish our families and friends a very happy Eid Mubarak today, as some of our staff celebrate that today. So with that, I'll turn it over to our chair or other board members to give a comment.
So let me echo the wishes to members of the Muslim community on having successfully completed the time of reflection learning of Ramadan. The Jewish community is about to begin a parallel process this Sunday evening. And so it's propitious that they're juxtaposed one against the other. No particular announcements to share, except that I want to extend best wishes to our guests who've joined us from Pio Pico, and also to our staff. We have been working diligently in the newer situation, and I know that that's a joy to be finally being in person with the students, and appreciate the effort of everyone as they're dealing with all of the startup issues as we move into the actual seeing of people. Thank you very much, everyone, for being a part of our meeting this evening, and look forward to other items on our agenda.
I also would like to congratulate all the Muslim community in our schools for the Eid. And I was one of the ones who fasted. It was a great experience. And now we get to feast for 3 days. Join me in feasting if you're in the area, in the San Francisco area.
Thank you for that. Any further comments from our board members? So with that, we'll move on with the agenda with the action items, starting with 2A, approval of college and career access pathway partnerships agreement between Magnolia Public Schools and Los Angeles Valley College. This will be presented by Mr. Arjar, our chief academic officer. Mr. Arjar?
Yes, hello everyone. This is Arjar Arjar, chief academic officer. Here to present with excitement our partnership, one of the many that we have been moving forward with community colleges, and this one is specifically with Los Angeles Valley College under the Los Angeles Community College District. The Assembly Bill 288 gives opportunities for community colleges to partner with high schools to establish pathways and college and career pathways for kids to make it easier to transition to the colleges. So our students, they can take up to 15 units of credits each semester. And our school at Carson MSA 3 has been partnering with the Los Angeles Valley College. Our kids have been taking classes. And this agreement that has been vetted by our legal counsel, Patrick Ontarios, as well, allows certain pathways to be established in the areas of five areas that are gen ed classes can be taken by our kids at no cost, and that will allow them to transition to college and beyond easier. So many excitement, many opportunities for our kids to explore. With that, if Mr. Rosselli is on the line and he wants to say a few more words on this, if not, I'll turn it over to Jenny for any questions.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Ajar. Good evening, board members, home office staff, and the general public. This is Zeke Osel, principal at Magnolia Science Academy 3. I started as college counselor at MSA 4, and right now what Mr. Ajar presented is what I was pushing our students to get, to college classes. What I have seen, students who are taking college classes during high school years, they are more apt to stay in college. They are getting acclimated, interacting with the professors. And at that time, more I was pushing for in-person college life. And the pandemic helped MSA 3 to establish the partnership in the middle of pandemic. And right now, 26 students started, and two students dropped, but a majority of our students continuing with their classes, and we will update our home office the overall our experience with the first class. This partnership, this CCAP agreement, will allow LA Valley College to offer in the next couple of years like more classes to our students. And why we chose LA Valley College? Magnolia Science Academy 4, Magnolia Science Academy 2, they have been already partnered with LA Valley College. What we have seen, they are super respondent to our needs, and then their team work with us. And in a quick time, we were able to get this college class started at our school. I'm so happy about this, and I would like to continue with the partnership with Valley College. So that our students can get their college credit, and all the classes that we have chosen are UCN, CSU transferable classes. Students will not, they don't pay for the classes, and they get the credit. When they go to college, they are able to use those credits for the year to get their associate degree and then count for their four-year graduation. So it is, I'm so happy that this agreement is being presented to our distinguished board members. And if there are any questions, I can answer. Otherwise, I am giving back to Erdinç.
Thank you, Mr. Rosel. Again, for any further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Ajar. Thank you, Mr. Rosel. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public regarding this item? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I do. This is Covarrubias. Mr. Russell, is there a program set as to what classes you're going to be taking from Valley College, or these classes you will choose?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Kubadoya.
Can you yes. browse down so those classes are listed for the public to see as well?
Yes, on the last page, if we can.
Page where, sorry?
The last
page. All the way down.
Yeah, so those classes I read, so those classes, are those the ones that you can choose from, or do they have a program where they're offering you that?
Yes, not all the way at the bottom. I'm not sure this additional, the catalog is added, but there is a list of classes that we agreed that they will be offering in the next couple years. I think, is this the one? Yes, year four, as you see here, those are the classes set based mm-hmm. on our students' needs. We identified these classes, and then those are the classes set that they will be offering to us summer 2023, summer, you see, spring 2023. Those are the set classes that we will be taking, and their professors gave feedback, and their team gave feedback, and our Dean of Academics, college counselors were present. We made the agreement that these classes will fit to our students' needs. And then these are the set classes that each semester, or some of them are in summer, our students will be, it will be available to 9th through 12th graders to take these classes.
So when you said this satisfies the students' needs, is it done through surveys of the students so that you know what they want to study in college?
Yes. When we opened the first class, we made the survey. We offered them the options, and then based on the feedback, we opened our first class. Yeah, the survey gave us where our students are leaning towards. And based on the survey, we were able to list these classes.
Okay, because I just want to make sure most of these classes I noticed, some of them are science, but I just want to make sure that if some of the students that are planning to head for science career, that they have to take more science courses.
Yes.
Because these are not. So let me explain it differently. I chose these classes I chose for my son. Now my son is struggling because he's going to have to take a minor because he didn't take a lot of science courses during high school. So now he has to take a minor to cover because he can't do two or three science courses at one time because it's too much. So that's where the minor has to come in so that he can balance his schedule out. So just keep that in mind for the students of Magnolia so that they can take more science courses depending on what career path they're taking.
To answer the question, yes, most of the classes that we have chosen for general education classes, and for those specific classes, we will encourage students to get more from the community college. Otherwise, we have to keep a certain number of students. If we choose a specific path and offer like more science classes, sometimes it doesn't cater to a 9th grade student's needs. So we will be directing more students to take by themselves those additional classes if they wish to. However, most of these classes, as you see here, we will have like around 30 to 40 students they require. We will be able to get a minimum threshold students in order for program to continue.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions or comments from our board?
Yeah, I have a comment. This is Rabbi Chaim. I noticed that it's LA Valley College that we've made this agreement with, and I understand that we've had a traditional connection. I'm wanting to understand, are there community colleges that are closer to MSA 3 that we might consider as well for this kind of arrangement in the future, given that many of our students would likely go to a school that's closer to their neighborhood?
I would like to, Rabbi Beliak, thank you for the question. Two, 3 years ago, we contacted LA Harbor College closer to MSA 3. The requirements they set for, we weren't able to meet their requirements. They were requiring 11th and 12th graders only to take these classes. And our 11th graders are taking more AP classes. And the senior class already, like, they are done most of their required classes. And LA Valley College's flexibility to offer starting in 9th grade made it available for us to find sufficient students. However, we are in touch with El Camino College, which is close to us. They come and present their also dual enrollment. And we send some of our students to El Camino College, the neighboring community colleges. With the Valley College, the flexibility of their events, they will be able to send a professor to our school. Their service was much more like their customer service, or their approach to us was much more their swift action made them more reasonable for us to approach LA Valley College, because the Harbor College's threshold was, we weren't able to meet their, they had students have to take English and math class no less than B for their report card. It is like we weren't able to meet Harbor College's requirements. So still, but we are sending our students to individually to El Camino College and Harbor College. With this one, we are able to open to more grades with the Valley College. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments from our board members? If not, the motion is for the board to authorize the College and Career Access Pathways Partnership Agreement between Magnolia Public Schools and Los Angeles Valley College. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
I'll make the motion.
So moved.
Thank you, Rabbi Beliak. Thank you, Mr. Mohammedov, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to action item 2B. The approval of updated MPS health and safety policy and injury and illness prevention program, COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Hashmirza, our Director of Human Resources. Ms. Hashmirza?
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, MPS Board of Directors, colleagues, and members of the public. Tonight, I'm bringing this item, our updated MPS health and safety policy and our IAPP COVID-19 addendum. To your attention, because of the updated state and county guidelines that we received, and that was also included in the policy itself in the highlighted section. So with that, some of the changes that we're making to our policies, health and safety policy and IAPP, is the testing cadence for MSA 1, 6, and 7. And with that, with LA County moving to yellow tier, we will only, the testing cadence will be if they're symptomatic and, if there's going to be a response testing only. And then another change with Cal OSHA is the school will not exclude employees if they were exposed to someone who tested positive or quarantine if the employees both asymptomatic and fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And then the school reserves the right to request approval of vaccination for COVID before allowing that employee to be on campus again. And all the changes there were in the policy. And with that, I will turn it back to Jennifer for further questions or comments you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hashimirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I do. Can you refer me to what page you wrote there? I read the part where you guys said that they needed to show proof of vaccination, but it doesn't indicate for them to come back from quarantine.
Yeah, it's basically if they're fully vaccinated, they don't need to be quarantined. And if they're asymptomatic and if they're fully vaccinated, then they don't have to be quarantined. So that one is, I can tell you.
So if they're exposed, but they don't show any symptoms and they show that they're vaccinated, they're allowed to be in campus.
No, with that one, if they say, so we ask and if they say I'm fully vaccinated and even though our policy says, you know, vaccines are not mandated, but we do have the right to ask and ask them for proof of vaccination if they say I'm fully vaccinated.
So if they have those two requirements, I mean, those things met, they're allowed to come back.
Yes, so they don't have to quarantine if they're exposed.
So what about for those students that they're going to be exposed to that person that was exposed to somebody?
So students, if they're exposed, they will need to quarantine for 10 days. Because students, they're not vaccinated yet. So this is per Cal OSHA, is strictly for the employees.
Okay, that's why I'm sorry, I'm not mm-hmm. understanding. So yeah, let's say a teacher is exposed. Are you talking about inside exposure, right? In somebody in the school, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so if let's say another teacher exposes a teacher. If I'm vaccinated and I'm not showing symptoms, I can still continue teaching, but I can be a carrier to those kids and they're going to be exposed. That's my point. So how can we not send them to quarantine if they're exposed?
Because by now, so if they're fully vaccinated, which means if they've been vaccinated for 2 weeks and then they would have the herd immunity by now. And then that's why they would not to be excluded per Cal OSHA.
Okay, yeah, because even though that we're not gonna get sick, we're still carriers of the virus. And that's my concern for the students, because there are families that cannot get vaccinated and we're sending students that are exposed to staff members that are gonna carry this to their families. So how does that work?
So this is Alfredo. So Sandra, those are great questions. And what we do is we have to follow the protocols issued by Cal OSHA or California Department of Public Health or LA County, Orange County, San Diego. So I think your point is a valid one, but I think what is still not conclusive is that those that are vaccinated are carriers. I think that hasn't been concluded yet from what I understand. But again, we are not the experts when it comes to creating these mandates and then implementing in our policy. Those officials, those public health officials are. So what we do, and we could do in this instance again, we could email them again and ask them this specific question. And then they could very elaborately give us a detailed explanation and then we could send it to you. But we're basically following what they tell us. And sometimes there is something in policy that is not clear or is sometimes absent of detail. So that's when we seek input from them. And in this case, we could do that specific to your question. But from my understanding, the carrier piece for those that are vaccinated is still not conclusive. But we will double check to see what they tell us. And then we could come follow up with you to give you a written explanation.
Yes, please. Because okay. I know that we're being indicated differently in the medical field okay. that you are still a carrier and that's why you still have to wear a mask. So if you can just follow up on that. And then just because I know there's family members that cannot get vaccinated because they have either mm-hmm. blood disorders or, you know, religion reasons. And I would hate for one of our staff members to expose one of the children and they expose their families.
No, definitely, definitely. And, you know, what we try to do is whenever there is anything where it does cause us any type of just, this might lead to something else, mm-hmm. we right away call our county public health official and we let them know, and they're very responsive. They typically respond within a day or 2 days. So I think in this instance, we will get that level of detail to send your way because when the mandates do come, we analyze it and we talk about it. And this one again is something where, you know, you can see that, right? If someone is vaccinated, if mm-hmm. they do have the ability to be a carrier, because again, the vaccine is not 100% protective, right? There's still that 5% or whatever the other vaccines, that percentage is still there. So that is, there's still that possibility. So we'll get you that info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions or comments from the members of our board? If not, the motion is to approve the updated MPS health and safety policy and the updated injury and illness prevention program COVID-19 addendum. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I moved.
Thank you, Rabbi Belik. Is there a second?
Second it, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Belik?
Yes.
Dr. Yalpinov?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Abstain.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with 4 yeses and 1 abstaining. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to action item 2C, creation of the MPS Development and Stakeholder Committee. This will be presented by the Stakeholder and Community Engagement Committee, which met earlier this week. Ms. Gonzalez, as the committee chair, may you please report out of this report?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Basically, our committee met and we went over a couple of things and then also decided that we also need to combine our committees, which would basically include making a new committee, and that's what we are working on right now with the people who are on our board right now for the state for that committee right now to still stay on and continue working as one group. Mr. Umid, is there anything else that needs to be added to that?
No, I think you summarized it well. Basically, we are looking forward to working together on this development committee. I already started my LinkedIn, trying to get some donations. It's not going well so far. I want to pass it by Naush to see where I made the mistake, but hopefully we'll get there. This is the first try. give is on the same count.
We're basically going to start working on how we can start getting philanthropy and other people to start with our donations and starting to work even with our own board members to start working with doing fundraising and to try to get a slush fund for our Magnolia that we can work off of for our students.
Thank you for that. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If there's no questions, the motion is for the board to approve the creation of the new Development and Stakeholder Committee, a revised version of the Stakeholders and Community Engagement Committee that will now include development as a key function. The committee members will remain the same. They include Dr. Amit Yapanol, Ms. Diane Gonzalez, who's the current chair, Ms. Sandra Covarrubias, and Mr. Makan Mohamedov as the alternate. The revised committee would support the major areas of the NPS Home Office, Development and Communications Department, including development, communications, stakeholder surveys, advocacy, and parent and community engagement, in addition to personnel items. So with that, would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Thank you, Dr. Yapanol, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanol?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. That concludes all of our action items for tonight's meeting. Next on the agenda is closed session. With that, Rabbi Billick, may you please announce the closed session items?
We have several matters that we want to discuss with legal counsel, we will report out to the general meeting after the closed session.
Thank you for that, Rabbi Billick. For those that need to attend the closed session, the room has been open now. You may join. For those here in open session, you may mute yourself and turn off your camera and wait until the open session has commenced.
Good evening, everyone. We've had our closed session. We've instructed staff, and now the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you for that, Rabbi Beliak. So open session began at 7:18 p.m. Rabbi Beliak already reported out of closed session. So with that, we can adjourn meeting at 7:18 p.m.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Bye, everyone. Take care.
Take care.
Yeah.
Happy Eid. Thank you. Bye-bye.